What's important to know is that the number one killer of Americans, unnecessary deaths, is the Western medical system itself right now. 783,000 people die every year. I'll give you the statistics in a minute.
All right.
But the number two cause of unnecessary death is heart disease. 699,000 people die. And there's a study that you can find on my website, by the way, called Death by Medicine. And if you just look up Death by Medicine or Death by Modern Medicine, there's a very good book that explains it all. It's a very good study. It's very authoritative. The third thing is cancer at 553,000 people a year in the United States. These numbers are in the United States. 553,000 people die of cancer. And I'm told by somebody in the last few days that those numbers, that cancer is now increasing again, and that cancer and heart disease are right together, neck and neck, so they're not really two and three.
And it may pass it.
I want to back up to the number one killer, the system itself, because this is important. 106,000 people in our country, in the United States, die in hospitals from hospital adverse drug reactions. These are properly prescribed drugs. Perhaps too many, whatever, 106,000 people. 98,000 people in the United States die of medical errors in hospitals. Medical errors.
So they go in to get something done, they end up dying because it was a mistake.
That's right. Bed sores, remember Christopher Reeves?
Mm-hmm.
Bed sores, 115,000 people in our system are not turned over properly. Whatever it is that causes those bed sores are not dealt with. 115,000 people die from the effects of bed sores.
Infections, everything that
goes. Well, no. Infections are a separate one at 88,000 people.
God.
Separately. And here's the shocker. Remember, we're dealing with hospitals and affiliated nursing homes. 108,800 people die from malnutrition in our system every year. And then 37,000 people die from unnecessary procedures. You heard about that for years, where the doctor tells a woman she needs a hysterectomy because he needs a new Porsche. And then surgery-related accidents, 32,000.
Like leaving the surgical instrument inside the stomach and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Whoops, drop the knife. I'll push the knife in a little too far. Like that, surgery-related. So I want to, if you add this up, I make the accusation against the system that 2.2 million Americans die unnecessarily in our Western medical system, period, every year in the United States. Let's put that into perspective. There's 292 million people in the U.S. Scary? Yeah, let me give you one more little fact. 55,000 people died from the effects of Vioxx. Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do.
And what I remember about this system, I'm making a point about the system and how it is. Do you realize that a month ago, the FDA approved Vioxx for sale again? And they said, it was in the newspapers, it didn't make the big time, but I watch this sort of thing, I have a clipping service. Their statement was that, oh well, those 55,000 people, that's just the price you pay to get a good medication out there on the market.
So the others will be okay, they say.
Well, it's okay for 55,000 Americans to die. And I said at the time, when I heard that, I was talking, I was at a meeting, and I said, well, there's an interesting argument there. Let's take that argument and transpose it into a slightly different situation. If you take that same argument, that's okay. Okay, if it's okay there, then why were we so upset about 911 when only 3,000 people died? I mean, isn't that, using their argument, isn't that an acceptable number? Only 3,000 people died for the United States to be operating in a worldwide economy? What a crazy argument to try and get the American people to accept. And, of course, you notice that Lester Crawford resigned a few days ago under pressure.
And he should have.
And he should have, and I know about the pressures that were going on behind the scenes. Friends of mine were putting those pressures on.
Now, temporarily replaced by a guy who wants to wear two hats.
At the end of this, I want to make this point. I'll make it here again. There's two important things that we as Americans need to do to change our health care system right away. There's two simple things. Everybody always wants a magic bullet. Well, I've got two of them, actually. Not one. One, And it's terribly important. We've got to stop the pharmaceutical industry from advertising directly to the consumer. They've only been doing it since 1999. And then, in 1999, the average prescription was about $30 a month, and you paid maybe a $4 copay or a $7 copay. That same prescription now, George, is $140 a month.
Oh,
the same prescription. They're driving America to the brink. Health insurance for a family of four is $14,700 a year now, and every company that has over 200 employees is required to provide health insurance for the employees. Who in the world, I mean, how can General Motors compete in a world economy and sell cars anywhere else?
No, you can't.
You can't. That's why we're losing our employees to Nicaragua. The drug industry is driving America to the brink, period. And it's time to stop it. And the number two thing? Dwight David Eisenhower, a hero of mine, I've read all of his books time and time again, he said when he went out as the presidency that, remember, he's the man that beat up Germany. He's the one that beat up Germany for us. He was a brilliant tactician and strategist. And he said at the end of his term, we have to put up barriers between the military-industrial complex and the military. And they set all these rules in place so that you can't work.
He knew it.
And he was right, and that's what's wrong with the FDA. The FDA, everywhere you look, are people from the drug industry. It's a revolving door, and the FDA works against us, not for us.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are attorneys who used to work at these companies. Yeah. They're now working on policy.
Exactly. And in fact, I from what I see, remember, you I talk about doctors, but I also have companies that are having problems with FDA. And things like that, because the FDA frankly sees it its mission to destroy anything that competes with pharmaceuticals.